Houston rushed for 339 yards on just over 6 yards per carry. As a team, Anthony Carroll and Dakota James again both had big games and were instrumental to the Houston offense. Both those guys have really stepped up and carried the football for the Tigers. A productive night for both of them put Houston in great field position more times than not and resulted in points on the board. James carried the ball 21 times for 117 yards, averaging 5 yards a carry. Carroll ended up with 100 yards on 11 carries. You know, we talk about those guys a lot because they're running backs, but neither had the most rushing yards last week. Wyatt Hughes had that. He ran the ball a lot for 121 yards on 15 carries. So a big night for him, and him stepping up to run and find holes in a team's defense is big for the Tigers, and it will be huge in conference play. It gives Houston a triple threat with Carroll and James, and then you have other guys chipping in and adding some yards here and there. Houston's offense is rolling as we enter week three. Well, you can't count out Hughes' passing last Friday night. He had 6 completions on 7 attempts for 101 yards, so a good night there, too. Hughes and Carroll had 2 touchdowns apiece, and Dakota James chipped in with 1. The team's defense has done a great job in the first 2 games. Anthony Carroll led the way with 10 tackles total. Senior Keaton Gates had 9. Casey Merkling and Grayson Mitchell had 8 tackles each. 72 tackles as a team last week and very few openings for the Falcons' offensive line to break through. They just shut them down. Gary Lee talked with Coach Sloan on the coach's show about the game last week.
Congratulations on last Friday night's victory. That, 2-0, that's got to feel pretty doggone good, and you took on a pretty good Fayette team.
Yeah, I don't know. 2-0 sounds really good. I mean, we've been on the opposite end of it, sitting 0-2, and, 2-0 sounds really good.
Much better.
Absolutely. And played a pretty good Fayette team Friday night and took a 3-plus-hour road trip, and it's tonight. We'll be seeming like almost a home game. I mean, what are we, 40 minutes away? And
yeah,
we won't be riding a bus for 3-plus hours for consecutive weeks. So, two brutal road trips to start the year, but we're getting closer to home now.
So, who are some of the outstanding performers last Friday night for your Houston Tigers?
So we got 3 backs right now, averaging over 100 yards on the ground. Seniors Anthony Carroll and Dakota James at the running back spot. And then Wyatt Hughes, our quarterback. He's our leading rusher last week with 120-something yards, like 3 TDs. And then threw for over 100 yards as well. So, they're doing good things, but I think that's a credit to our offensive line. And we're gelling as a unit up front and doing some really nice things, and our up front we don't have any sophomores, so that's the first, and probably since I've been here, that we don't have a freshman or some sophomores up front. And I think that's part of why we're having success so far, is just we're veterans up front and we're able to get some things done.
Well, a good win last week as we're back in the SCA taking on the Salem Tigers. Salem has been a tough opponent for Houston for 40-some years now, but Houston was able to get them at home last year and look to do the same in their house tonight. Salem comes into the week on an 0-2 record with a young roster, having some trouble at quarterback. We'll see what they can put together taking on Houston tonight. We'll have the kickoff for you next from Salem. It's Houston Tigers football. Right here on Q.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
Friday night football. We're all the way up here in Dent County tonight. I'm Jared Holden. We've got Drew Joyce back at the station. Houston Tigers taking on the Salem Tigers tonight here in Salem. And the Tigers enter this game 2-0, coming off a couple of big wins, 95 points. They scored there in the first 2 games. Of course, wasn't conference play. Tonight we're moved to the conference portion of the season, and we'll see how the Tigers fare here in a couple minutes. But the Salem Tigers have entered tonight. They're 0-2. They got walloped in their first game against St. James, and then Nob Noster they played last week, and wasn't really close either, 25-7, but they're a young team, and that is something Houston certainly had had a lot of experience with in the past. Houston, less so tonight. There's a lot of on Salem. There's a lot of younger guys, freshmen and sophomores, on the up front offensive line, and that's something Houston, first time in a long time, does not have. There's veterans up front, and so that's really helped out the Tigers running the ball, and that is going to be huge here as we enter conference play. Well, the Tigers in their white away uniforms, black pants, black helmets, and the Salem Tigers in their all blue and dark blue helmets. Like to take a minute to thank our sponsors, Bailey Chevrolet, Medlock Body Shop, Sounds Gone Mad, Saver Grill and Barbecue, CHG Home Center, Ozark Progressive Bank, and State Farm Insurance Agent Justin Shelby. About 75 degrees here tonight, our game time temperature. It's a great night for football, and we'll have kickoff here moments away. Tigers travel to Kabul next week, and they'll take on the Bulldogs. Bulldogs tonight in facing the Liberty Eagles. The Willow Springs Bears, I should say. They've got Liberty Eagles facing the Bobcats tonight, so we'll have scores on those games. As the Tigers, Houston, will be receiving the ball first to get us going here as Salem gets it all picked, teed up. Salem kicking the ball left to right. And here's the kick, and we're underway as Houston. So, ball bounces off a helmet. Houston dives on it. They'll come up with it down there around their own 15. First and 10 for Houston as we get started here. Houston on the near half. They set up. Here's the snap for Houston in motion, and they'll run it to the far side. Break three. They finally will push them out of bounds. As Zach Williams gets the handoff for the Tigers. Nice pickup, 35-yard line, first and 10 for Houston from their own side of the field. And here's the snap. They'll run it again. Right up the middle, brought down. Go to James with the carry for Houston. Another first down for the Tigers on the 50. Second play off of scrimmage. Tigers up to the 50-yard line. First and 10. From the far side of the field, here's the defensive shift by Salem. Here's the snap for the Tigers. They'll run it here to the near side. Breaks free. No one's around him. And he's at the 20, couple flag on the play. He'll make it all the way into the end zone. And that is a touchdown for the Tigers. A couple minutes here into the game, we'll see what the laundry ends up being on the field. That will, they'll run it again. Off the two penalties, we're going to talk that over. That will go against Houston, moves them back a few yards, and they'll try that again. Off the penalty, what would have been a Houston touchdown here in the first 2 minutes of the ball game. They'll run their play again. Here's the snap. The Tigers. Hughes connects with Williams here on the near side. Williams still on his feet. Whipple is blown. They get a small pickup there for the Tigers. Second down from the near hash. Here's the snap. And Hughes takes it up the middle. As the Cleveland Tigers bring down here at 3 minutes here in the first quarter. 4 yard pickup for Houston. First and 10. Snap from Houston. Here's the run up the middle again. Hand off. Anthony Carroll with the carry for Houston. Moves the Tigers up to the 30. Off a 6 yard gain, second down. Here's the snap. Far side. Go to James with the carry. He's going to be brought down.
And the carry for Houston,
number 30. Around the 25.
54.
6 yard pickup for James and Houston. Third and one. Seven and a half to play here in the first quarter. Houston. First drive of the game. Here's the snap. Handoff in the middle. Brought down near the line of scrimmage. Anthony Carroll with the carry. Brings up third down. And he's brought down around the line of scrimmage. They'll run it again. Here's the snap, handoff on the far side. He's going to break free. Touchdown, Tigers. Houston has Cody James with the handoff. Runs it on the far side. And Houston leads this one 6-0. A few minutes into the ball game. Nice little run off the handoff play on the far side and successful drive. Here's a 2-point conversion attempt. He's going to be stopped just shy of the goal line. 6-0 is our score here early in Salem. As the Salem Tigers will try and respond. Well, a good drive. Almost got into little trouble with penalties. That happens, of course, happens a lot on the road, but Tigers have not had, hasn't affected them. I mean, they've been able to score well and drive the ball well either way, but that prevented one or a touchdown here in the early going. But no matter, as Tigers able to drive it down and score anyway off a run play, hand off to Dakota James. Salem will get ready to take over. We'll see what they draw up. We talked about earlier, they do have a young team overall, young offensive line, and that's something they've kind of struggled with. I think they've had a little bit of trouble at the QB position, and
we have had a
so we will see what happens. They trying to get the score over here. And both teams kind of waiting until they get that going. Well, as I mentioned, next week the Tigers will be in Kabul taking on the Bulldogs. We'll see what happens in their game tonight against Willow Springs. Bulldogs have been playing pretty well. They're 1-1 so far on the season. As the Houston enters this game, you know, Salem has been a tough opponent for them. Houston finally able to get Salem last year at home after all those years. Looking to do so again tonight. It's in Salem's house. So score early here, 6-0 as we get ready. Salem taking over for their first possession of the ball game. They switch out a game ball.
And to kick off,
we'll get ready to kick.
Number 7, Samuel Nance.
As senior Samuel Nance back to kick for Houston. And a kick for Houston. It's going to be picked up around Salem's 15-yard line. He's going to be tackled right there. Salem will take over right there, first and 10. Houston was all over. Go to James with the tackle. Makes for a fairly long field for Salem's first possession. Place it on the 16. Here's the on the far hash. And here's the run here to the near side. Salem gets it up to their own 20.
carry for sale.
A little 4-yard pickup there for Salem. And with the tackle for Houston. The second and 7. Salem here from the near side. Snap for Salem as they run it up the middle. Get it up to the 20, about a 1-yard pickup. Brings up third down. Merkley gets the tackle for Houston. Third and 5 for Salem. Houston trying to get out early. They've been able to do so. Their first 2 games. See if they can force a turnover here and get out ahead of Salem early. Here's the snap. They will fake a handoff, throw to the far side. It's going to be incomplete. That was intended for Stone Gregory. Chandler Brakefield on the far side. Drop pass, 4th and 5 to go. .550 left here in the first quarter. As Salem will get set to punt it away. The caught by Zach Williams as the Tigers will take over from Salem on the turnover on down. First and 10 from the 47 for Houston. 5:47 to play here in the first quarter. Tigers have had a lot of success running the ball, and they continue to do so. Houston, as they run the ball here on the near side, he's going to be brought down. Zach Williams with the carry for Houston. And that'll bring up 2nd down. As Houston is able to pick up 9. Williams has 18 yards rushing so far tonight. Houston has spread the ball out quite a bit. There are several guys with 100-yard-plus games. And that's been a big help. Here's the run again for Houston as they're brought down near the line of scrimmage. James gets the carry and the 1st down for Houston. 5-yard pickup. Houston here on the near side as they run it again up the middle. Got a yard pickup after the bumble on the play. So it would have been, ball came loose near the line of scrimmage. But 2nd and 9 for Houston. From the 41 off the fumble. Here's the Houston gets set up again. Here's the snap. In motion, they'll run it here to the near side. Anthony Carroll is going to break a couple of tackles. He's brought down around the 11-yard line in Salem territory. And nice run down the field for Anthony Carroll and Houston. They placed on the 13-yard line, first and 10 for Houston here from the near side. Snap for Houston. Hand off to Carroll. Far side. And he's going to be brought down a few yards on the pickup. Run there on the far side. Brings up second down. He picks up five. Salem's 8-yard line, second and five. Here's the snap from the far hash. As Carroll will run the ball again here to the near side. Touchdown, Tigers. Anthony Carroll gets the handoff in motion on the play. Ran it to the here to the near side. Nice run play. Something that's worked over and over again here for Houston and first couple of games of the season. Works again, and it's 12-0. As Houston will line up for the two-point conversion attempt. Hand it off to James, and he's going to be stopped just shy again. And so that's 12-0 is our score here with about 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Houston, once again, driving the ball pretty easily and being able to march down the field, finding holes, and the D line of these teams has kind of been Houston's specialty as we're 3 weeks in, and they continue to do so tonight. Salem takes over for their second drive. Like to remind you, high school volleyball, Lady Tigers are on the road in Plato Tuesday night. They're off to a good start on the season, 3-1. They've won their last three games in three straight sets each game. So good luck to them against Plato. They'll be up in Conway, Missouri on Thursday as well. And the Houston cross country team will have a meet on Tuesday night in West Plains. So good luck to them too. Salem gets ready to take over after the Houston touchdown. And here's the kick as Salem sends back a lone man, and they'll catch and run it up on the far side. On the return, they'll have a little bit better field possession to start, or field position to start off their second possession of the game. From the 40, first and 10 here for Salem from the far half. 2 minutes to play in the quarter. And here's a snap, flag on the play before the snap. And that could go against Houston. It'll be offside. So that will be 5 yard penalty. Moves Salem up to their own 45. First and 5. As Salem runs it. Up the middle. Bring out second. Second down. Grayson Mitchell with the tackle for Houston. Brings up second and 1 off the 4 yard pickup. Salem. With the snap, they will run it. Brought down there in the middle. That is right near the line of scrimmage. That'll bring up third down, 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Third and 1 from the 46. Here's their snap as they run on the far side. And he's going to break free. All field behind him as touchdown for Salem. No one is around him. He runs it into the end zone. Salem, first point of the night. 12-6, our score. As Salem was just able to do there what Houston has not seen in the first two games. Breakaway score. Salem kind of talks things over. 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. As Salem. They talk things over. That is a will end up being a touchdown for Salem. A little bit of a question there for a second. Official finally threw up his hand. 12-6, our score as penalty was called off the snap. And here's the extra point attempt for Salem. And that will be no good. It looks like it's blocked. Blocked by Houston, and so that. Make it 12-6. 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And, well, Salem able to answer. They're on their second drive of the game. Or the second possession, as they break away. They're able to score here in the first quarter, and Houston has really not seen that, not had any problems with that in the first couple games, but they were able to find a hole there. Well, Houston will get set to receive and try and put some points on the board if they can with half a minute first quarter. Here's the kick for Salem. Be caught by Houston, and they're going to return it there on the right up the middle, and they're going to be brought down.
Ball,
go to James for Houston. And a nice return there for Houston will place the ball on the 48-yard line. Of Houston territory. First and 10 for the Tigers. Here's the snap. They run it far side. James Carey. As he's brought down there on the far side, time fires here in the first quarter. 8 yard pickup for Houston. Second and 2. As the whistle's blown there on the snap, and that will be a time out. As time expires, 12-6 is our score here in Salem, and the Salem Tigers able to break free there on their last possession, run the ball down, as Houston able to get it up on their possession to end the quarter to the 40-yard line, second and 2 as time expired. Houston been able to move the ball well again in this game, as they have the first couple of weeks. Haven't had any problems on that front. And have not thrown the ball tonight at all. Neither team has thrown the ball in the first quarter. And we'll see if that changes, but both teams running the ball and having some success moving the ball down the field. Houston working the ball left to right as we start the second quarter. Snap for Houston. Hughes is going to carry it on the near side. Brought down by Salem, and that will be first down for Houston. from the Salem 32-yard line. Short field for Houston. Start off the second quarter. In motion. And Houston runs it again. Hands off to go to James. As that will bring up second down on yard loss for Houston. Second and 11 from the 33. On the near half, here's the snap for Houston as they run it again up the middle. It's going to be brought down. There is the line of scrimmage for the game with Gary. Going to bring up third down for Houston. Houston's not had a lot of turnovers on down. They've been able to convert third down fairly well. As Salem gets called for a penalty. Minute and a half into the second quarter. Our score in the first half. Houston leading Salem. Houston on their drive now. After the penalty, that'll move Houston up to the 14-yard line. First and 10 from the Salem 14. Now for Houston. They run it again here near side. James with the carry again. Salem tackles them off the pickup. Second and 6. Five-yard pickup for Houston. Here's a snap on second down.
Hand off to...
As they
hand off
off the middle, Anthony Carroll with the carry. And brings up third down. Back on the 12, 3-yard loss for Houston. Third and 9. Snap for Houston. Here's the run up the middle. Salem will tackle him. Around round the 12. Brings up fourth down for Houston. Fourth and 6. 3-yard pickup from the 9. Here's the snap for Houston. As they run it here on the near side. And that is a touchdown for Houston. Go to James with the carry on the near side. That's something Houston's been able to do a lot. They kind of get in trouble and are able to score when they want to. Usually when they get it that close, they convert. 18-6 our score. Off the touchdown by James. The swing gate formation for a two-point conversion attempt. And that is good. And White Hughes carries it in for Houston. 20-6 is our score here in Salem. Houston Tigers leading the Salem Tigers. 8 to play here in the first half. We're going to take a quick break here before Salem takes over. You're listening to Houston Tigers football right here on C94.
You're listening to the Houston Tigers on Q94.
And welcome back. 20-6 is our score. Jared Holden here in Salem. Houston Tigers taking on the Salem Tigers. And they're leading this one 22-6 off the touchdown, two-point conversion attempt. There on their last drive, got into a little bit of trouble there in Salem territory and were able to punch a hole and make their way through, and they ran it in. Dakota James had a pickup there, 6-yard pickup for the touchdown. Hughes with the 2-point conversion attempt carried it in. Here's the kickoff as Salem will take over on the return. They'll have fairly long field to work with for their first down. They'll take over on the, ended up getting up to the 26, so they'll start their possession there. Salem on the near hash, working the ball from right to left. Here's the snap for Salem as they try and run it off the middle. Got a Houston player on the grass. A run out and check on him. going to bring up second down, 2 yard loss for Salem from the 24. So, Liberty Eagles hosting the Bear Bobcats tonight. And, well, it's not a close one there. They've had some injuries, and so they're kind of short a few players, but they're down in that game 41-0 against the Eagles. There and in the first half is the Willow Springs Bears are over Kabul, and they're trailing Kabul right now 6-8. SCA's kind of been had a little trouble. Ava and Bear, normally powerhouse team, kind of had some injuries this season. Houston knows all too well. Houston has been able to remain healthy this year, and they got that Tiger up and off the field. He's going to be okay as Salem will take over. They throw the ball there on the far side, run it on the far side, and that's going to be the first completion for either team of the night. Williams in on tackle for Houston. Will be a loss for Salem. Third and 17 from the 19. Houston defense able to put solid pressure on Salem. A long throw here, and it's going to be wide. Incomplete. What very well could have been a touchdown for Salem. Pass not on target. Brings up fourth down. Fourth and as 17, as Salem will get ready to punt it. They're going to call a timeout and talk things over. Fourth and 17 from their own 19. We'll see if the Tigers, Houston, that is, are able to hold sail to 6 points. They've been able to hold both Fayette and St. Charles Orchard Farm to 6 points each. Let's see if they can keep that going. Bay was a fairly good team, so that Houston didn't have any problems last week moving the ball down the field. So far tonight, they really haven't had any problems running the football. They haven't gotten into trouble. Their penalty trouble hasn't really been a factor here. They had a penalty early, which cost them a touchdown, but that didn't matter. They scored anyway. Salem will go ahead and punt it away now after the timeout. There's the return. Williams with the return. He's going to run it on the far side. He's going to finally run it out of bounds and get tackled. They're really deep in Salem territory, a nice short field here for Houston as they get the turnover on down. First and 10.
This is his ball.
20-yard line for Houston. First and 10. 7 to play in the half. Here's the snap as they run it on the drop back to look the throw, and he's going to connect in the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers. Houston. Looked like they were going to run it on the near side. He just drops the back, completes the pass good for a touchdown. As he was able to connect there in the end zone. Nice. That's the first completion of the night for Houston. And good one. As they are going to be called, for a penalty. That'll move them back 10 yards. No score on what would have been. Nice completed pass for Hughes and would have resulted in a touchdown. Run it back. Run it again from the 30. Here's a run on the near side. First and 20. Go to James with the carry. And a 1 yard gain. That was the second penalty to stop Houston scoring. We'll see if they can overcome it. And Hughes drops back, looks to throw. And Salem intercepted. Down there near the end zone. A long throw by Hughes, and Salem was there and ready for him. A water break. That's the first real trouble Houston has really had tonight and so far this season. You know, when they get into trouble with penalties, they're kind of able to overcome that. And I think, you know, that's the first interception that Hughes has thrown so far this season. So that's Houston hasn't thrown the ball a lot. Hughes was 6-for-7 last week. His throw right before that would have been a touchdown, but on the penalty moved Houston back 10 yards, and they ran it again. As Salem was there to intercept it. Be first and 10 with a long way to go for Salem. Five. 50 to play in the half. Yard loss. Second and 11 from the 7. There's the snap for Salem. They're going to pass here to the near side. And he's brought down. Nice pickup for Salem.
Pass completion number 22, Jamal Bass. And on the pass for Houston, number 11,
Jamal Metcalf, wide receiver for Salem, is the target. Keaton Gates with the tackle for Houston. First and 10 from Salem, 19. As he's called for another penalty. That'll move Salem up 5 yards. It'll be first and 5 from the 24. 5 to play in the half. Salem. From scrimmage, here's the drop back. He looks to throw, and it's going to be intercepted by Houston. Keaton Gates with the interception there for Houston. He's going to run it. He ran it down there on the near side. From the 17 for Houston, they take over. Here's the snap run. Anthony Carroll with the carry for Houston. 4 minutes to play in the half. Carroll with a 7-yard pickup. Second and 3. Here's the run again for Houston. Off the pickup from the 4-yard line, first and goal. Here's the snap for the Tigers. Houston tackles. They're shy on the goal line. Wide Hughes kept the ball. He's rushed. First couple games of the season, Hughes has rushed for an average of 100 yards in each game. The second and 3-yard pickup for Houston. Here's a run for the Tigers, and that is good as Dakota James carries it in for a touchdown for Houston. So, no matter on the earlier turnover, Hughes threw an interception. Salem threw an interception. Hughes takes it down and scores. That's key. Whoever can capitalize on these turnovers. That often down the stretch is what matters. 26-6. Here's the 2-point conversion attempt for Houston. As they Hughes tried to throw it in. No good on the 2-point attempt, but 26-6. Our score here in the first half. Houston in Salem tonight and looking to take down a rival on the road here. 40 minutes. short road trip, certainly shorter than the last couple of games, first couple of games in non-conference play. Most of the time, Houston is able to score when they get down there within range and down there in the red zone. They're able to really convert a lot of the time. And they do so again. Three to play here in the half as Salem will take over. Houston trying to hold them to one touchdown. Kick for Houston. Bounce back towards them a little bit as Salem dives on it to take over. They'll have it on the 31 for first and 10 after the Houston touchdown. Near half for Salem from their 31. Here's the snap as he looks to throw on the far side. He's going to complete a pass there to his receiver, Caleb Ingram, 6'1", 165 pounds, senior tight end for Salem. He ends up target. Second and 2. 8 yard pick up there on the 40-yard line for Salem on the far side. Second play of the possession. Here's the snap. Looks to throw again. Takes the throw. He's going to be tackled after a 3 or 4 yard pickup. Keeping the ball, and he ran it up. That'll be good enough for a first down for Salem. Up to the 44. First and 10, Salem's 44-yard line. Here's the snap. I'll throw again on the far side. He's going to run and be pushed out of bounds there around the Houston 40. There's a flag on the play. That will. Be a foul there against Houston. Minute and a half here in the first half. That will be a 15-yard penalty. Move Salem up into Houston's side on the far half. Houston's 23, first and 10 for Salem. Fourth play of the possession. And he'll look to throw. He's going to have some trouble, throws it away. Nearly sacked, and there is going to be a flag on that play, too. Houston applied pressure, got him into the backfield, got him in trouble, and he tossed it behind him to avoid the sack, but we'll see what the flag ends up being. And that will be penalty against Salem. They'll lose the down they have it on the Houston 35. There's the snap. They'll run it on the far side. Houston tackles them around the just in front of the 20. And we'll see where they mark. They're going to mark it. Ends up being brought down just shy of the 25. Minutes of play. Brings up third down for Salem. They'll take a timeout. Talk things over. 26-6. Our score is Houston Tigers lead Salem. Houston again with here in week three. Having a pretty good night so far against Salem. Being able to apply pressure and keep Salem at bay. Hopefully they can keep doing so in the second half. Both teams come out of the timeout. Salem will have it, third and 15. They're in the far side, 28-yard line. You get it going as they try to put some points on the board before the half comes to an end. Snap, as he'll look to throw, and it's going to be incomplete. Went off a couple of Houston players. Hughes was down there, and so was Austin Gates. Incomplete pass for Salem on what would have been a touchdown. Brings up fourth down. Salem from the far side.
Hey, Colby. Come up here.
As the flag is thrown there on the snap. Houston called for offside. So another penalty against Houston. The advantage goes to Salem. As time winds down here in the first half. Fourth and 10 from Houston 23. He looks to throw. Far side, pass is incomplete. Turnover on down for Houston. And they will take over there with just a minute for their drive in the half. First and 10 from Houston's own 23. Tigers have it there on the far side. Houston with the snap. As they run it, Hughes keeps the football. He's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. And he'll get brought down on the 22, so that'll be second and 11. Thirty seconds and a half. Houston runs the ball. Up the middle again. Brought down once again near the line. Brings up third down as time expires here for Houston in the half. Anthony Carroll with the carry there for Houston. That'll do it for the first half. 26-6 is our score here early. Cody James had a pretty good night again so far. Anthony Carroll, decent night carrying the football for Houston and has led to our score of 26-6, 18 yards rushing for Williams so far tonight. Hughes hasn't ran the ball as much as he has in the first two games. We'll see what Houston comes up with here at halftime. And we'll see if they can hold Salem 2-6. We will take a break. Stay tuned for the halftime show. And then we'll be back with a little recap and second half action here in Dent County. You're listening to Houston Tigers football right here on Q94.